Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come and share with you this morning a word of empowerment. This morning, we're going to be talking about adjusting your spokes. And somebody might say, what are you talking about? So glad you asked. We're going to take a look at it this morning. We're going to take a look at a passage of scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to look at a comparison of how we operate spiritually as it relates to a wheel. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you now for this teaching opportunity, Father, that we would speak what you've given us to speak. God, we would only say that which you've given us to say. God, that the seeds that will be planted in your people will bring you glory, honor, and praise. God, I humble myself before you now. I yield to the Holy Spirit, asking you, Holy Spirit, to please move like you've never moved before. I thank you, Father. I give you glory, and I count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to read to you from the Living Bible. I'm going to start at verse 14. It reads this: Dear brothers, warn those who are lazy, comfort those who are frightened, take tender care of those who are weak, and be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to everyone else. Verse 16 says, always be joyful. Verse 17, always keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Going to go back to verse 17. It says, always keep on praying. Always keep on praying. This weekend, I was a part of a wonderful move with the Master's Touch Ministry here in Richmond, Virginia, under the leadership of Apostle Glendora Winston, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday until 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. They had 12 hours of prayer and word. Each hour, a chosen minister would get up and share what the Spirit of the Lord had laid on their hearts concerning keeping the prayer wheel turning. So Saturday morning at 1 a.m., God was speaking through me, and he gave me what we're talking about today, in that there was an adjustment necessary for us to be able to be in a mindset where we could always keep on praying. Their theme, Keep the Prayer Wheel Turning, as I stated with them then, was a bit of a challenge for me, not really knowing what direction God would have me go in. But God spoke to me concerning the wheel. He had me looking at wheels and listening to tires that were flat, tires that were on gravel, tires that were in water, just the different sounds of tires, the noises that it makes, and the frequency that takes place when that tire would hit the surface. And as I began to listen to that, God said that there was a sound that he was waiting to hear from his people concerning prayer. There was a sound that was necessary to get his full attention when it came to our prayer, but he said that because our wheels were out of alignment, we were not in a place where we could always keep on praying. So I said, out of alignment. What causes a will to be out of alignment? So the analytic that I am, I began to study the components of a will. And I found that in a will, there is a hub, there is a spokes, and then there is an outer frame of a wheel that keep the wheel aligned and balanced and moving. And I said, well, God, that makes sense. I can see that. But even with that, God, how does that relate to us? How are we compared to the spokes on a wheel? How are we compared to that, God? What do you want me to see? So as I began to view closer, when I looked at this wheel from the side view, just looking at the wheel and the spokes and everything, it was pretty common. But God said, when you look at that wheel, like standing that wheel up and looking at it, he said, I want you to see the hub. I want you to see the spokes. I want you to see the outer frame and see that there is a triangle, that there is the triune God in the middle of that wheel. So when you begin to seek God, when you are preparing yourself to pray, that you have to understand that you are dealing with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that they're right in the midst of everything with you as you keep on praying. And I said, well, God, that's wow. Because for as long as I've ever ridden a bicycle as a child, even as an adult, driven a car, a truck or whatever, you know, I know that there have been times when I get in that vehicle and I pray for safe passage as I travel. But to know that even in the wheel and the support of the weights that we carry are being handled by a God who is a hub and a spoke, that would be the cares that we live through, and the rim, which is our outer core, that God is in the midst of all of that, the same way he is with the wheel. I began to sense, even within myself, how the ability to always praying was readily accessible to me when I understood that God was with me, even when I wasn't acknowledging it, even when I wasn't feeling it. God is always with me, and God is always with you, and he has prepared you to overcome challenges in your life. But he said, we have got to adjust our spokes. And in adjusting our spokes, what we're doing is making sure that we're distributing the weights that we carry. The word tells us that we're to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. The word tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of them all. So God is saying, even in this wheel situation, because the spokes are there, they are the cares of life that we face. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about our children. We're talking about our spouses. We're talking about our jobs. We're talking about the ministry. We're talking about extended family. We're talking about health issues and financial issues. We're talking about relationships outside of our family. We're talking about all these things in life that we as individuals try to juggle and manage. And often more than enough, we are not handling them properly. Why? Because we're out of alignment. And God said, not only are we misappropriating the weights of the cares of life, but we're not operating in purpose. He said that when you are in alignment and you recognize him as the hub, you say, God, I'm coming to you. I am leaning and depending on you. even with my rim situation, God, I'm trusting that I'm going to follow the path that you have led for me, the path that you have led for me. I'm not trying to do this thing on my own. I'm not trying to go where I want to go and do what I want to do. But, God, I'm going to do it according to your plan for my life. He said, always keep on praying, no matter what happens. Always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So this morning, look, if you know you belong to him, or if you doubt that you belong to him and you want to belong to him, we can fix that today. But for those of us who know that we belong to him, we know that we belong to him. We know that we have received him as Lord and Savior. We know we have confessed with our mouths. We have believed in our heart that Christ Jesus raised from the dead on the third day. We've done those things, and we have experienced a relationship with him. He says, this morning, I need you to go back and take a look, because there's some adjustment that needs to be made with your spokes, because your wheel is out of alignment. You're making these confessions with your mouth about your relationship with him and acknowledging his will for your life and acknowledging that you know your purpose, yet your wheel is wobbling from the left to the right because you still continue to try to move according to what you feel instead of giving everything over to the Father and allowing him to direct your path, to allow him to distribute what needs to be distributed in your life so you can move forward with ease. Mm-hmm. He wants us to move forward. He wants us to be thankful in all things. He wants that for us. As we go through life, we know that life is a journey. And when we look at the spokes on the wheel, the spokes indicate those things that are weighted, but the cares of life, those spokes, are either going to draw us closer and pull us closer toward God, or it's going to take us away from him. You look at the spoke, it connects to the hub, but it also connects to the rim. We're the rim and the hub is God. Either what we're going through is going to draw us closer to him, or it's going to draw us further away, and we're going to operate more in our flesh. So my question, because we know that there's some adjustments that need to be made, what are the spokes in your life that need an adjustment? What are those things in your life at this very moment that may be pulling you away from God, pulling you away from the hub that centers you, that centers you, that keeps you grounded in your faith? What is it that could be pulling you away from God? What practices in your life at this very moment keep you from fulfilling your purpose in the earth? What things are you doing on a regular basis that keep you off of the path that God has set for you? What is it that's keeping you from always praying? My question is, as you're going about in life, are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Are you submitting to the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you? Or are you operating according to what you feel? Are you quenching the Holy Spirit? I know that we have several callers. Thank you all for calling in and those who are online. I had a conversation, or we may have been talking even during Bible study this past week about the Holy Spirit and how we're not quenching the Holy Spirit. With your wheel, your life journey on your wheel, are you quenching the Holy Spirit that would bring alignment to your spokes, that would strengthen and tighten your spokes so that your wheel would stay in alignment, aiding you in fulfilling purpose? I know, I got quiet too, as God revealed this to me. It causes you to think. It causes you to think. John 18:1 says, "Your will be done." Jesus said, "Your will be done," speaking to the Father. "Your will be done." Are we daily saying to the Father, regardless of what we're facing, regardless of what we're feeling, are we in a place where we're saying to him, "Father, your will be done"? Stating those things, saying to him, "Father, whatever adjustments need to be made in my life, whatever spoke needs to be tightened, or whatever spoke needs to be replaced, so that my life journey is proper alignment with what you have for me, Father, your will be done." Jesus said, John 14, "If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will abode with him." 14:23. So God is saying, for you who are struggling with having your spokes adjusted, you need to get out of yourself. You need to get out of the way so God can come in and do what needs to be done. You got to let go of your stuff. Why is it so hard for us? Why is it so hard for us to let go of stuff that's strangling us, stuff that's keeping us in bondage? Why is it so hard to just submit to the will of the Father? Why is it so hard? What is it about these cares, these issues, these things, these habits that have you so consumed that you can't even see your way clear? You know, you make progress. You take a few steps, and you have a few days of clarity where it's like, okay, God, I'm going to separate myself from this. I'm going to do what you want me to do. I'm going to be in alignment. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to get out of the mud. And you do good for about 2 days. We do good for about 2 days, and then all of a sudden, we find ourselves stuck in a rut again. We're back in the mud again, and our wheels are spinning. We're not going anywhere. We're not making any progress. And then we get frustrated. But we're only getting frustrated with ourselves because God has already given us what we need to move forward. He said, you've got to make some adjustments in your life. You've got to trust me with what I want to do with you. You've got to allow me to tighten up some things in your life, to remove some things in your life that are keeping you from moving forward in me. But we're so stubborn. We're so hard-headed. The word tells us it's better to, this is what he says. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Why would we rather sacrifice instead of merely obeying what God has spoken? You know, for as many times as I have spoken that, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I know I probably used it many times in ministry, but as of late, when I said it one day, obedience is better than sacrifice, and I ask myself, Valerie, do you realize what things you have sacrificed in your life because you didn't obey? It was a reflection moment for me because as I ask myself that question, God began to reveal to me the many times that I was right on the verge of a breakthrough, right on the edge of manifestation of something that he had promised me. The door was about to be opened to blessings. But my rim got twisted. I got in my flesh.
Somebody might have got on my nerves, stepped on my big toe, you know, said something on my job, rubbed against me wrong in the ministry. My flesh might have got twisted when that man that I thought I was over called me on the phone or sent me a text message and I got out of myself. Come on. There were times that when I didn't obey God, God revealed to me the different things that it had cost me. Because even then, I was not willing to have my spokes adjusted. I was not willing to adhere to what he had spoken to me, but instead, I chose to do what I wanted to do. And it cost me. It cost me. It cost me. And now I'm at a place where I'm saying to him daily, Father, your will be done. God, if there's anything in me that's causing me to draw away from you instead of drawing closer to you, God, I need you to go ahead and tighten it up. I need you to go ahead and make that change in my life because, Father, I want you to be glorified with what I do here in the earth. I want to fulfill the assignment that you've given me. God, I want to be that one that you use to empower others because of what you've done in my life. Father, whatever it takes, adjust my spokes. Make those changes in my life. So that I will look like you want me to look. I will sound like you want me to sound. I will be that Valerie that you desire I be. Okay, yeah, I hear you. Oh, yeah, you want to sound like him and you want to look like him and you want to be, but you still human. Guess what? I am. And you are too. But the blessing in that is that still Jesus went to the cross and he died for our sins. He went on the cross and shed blood for our sins before we were even here in the earth to experience what we're doing. So that no matter what I am, no matter how I act, the price has been paid for me to live and to live a life abundantly because of what Christ has done for me. So yeah, I am human. There are often times that I'm frail. There are times that I feel like I want to get in the way. But because I know what he's done for me and because I value why he placed me in the earth and what he's given me to fulfill, I choose to stay in alignment. See, we've got some choices. I go back again. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I would rather obey and be blessed than to have to sacrifice losing something again because I got in the way. Some cares in your life today, some spokes in your wheel today need an adjustment. In order for you to be realigned with the purpose that Christ, God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost placed you in the earth to fulfill. The triune God is in the middle of your wheel and is there to support any and everything that you're going through. But he wants you to give it to him. Allow him to make the adjustment in your life so that you can move forward. I talk to too many people who are stuck. And then they go, I don't know why. What? The truth of the matter is you do know why. But the question is, why aren't you making the necessary changes? Why are you not allowing God to make the adjustments in your life that need to be made so that you can move? We be lying to ourselves when we say, I don't know why this has happened. We do know why it's happened. We just don't want to come to terms with it. We know exactly what's been taking place. We know what we've been doing. We know what we've been saying. We know how we've been acting. We know those things that are contrary to his will that we still continue to do. And we say, I don't know why. Yeah, you do. And because you do, God said, look, today can you acknowledge it so I can make the adjustments so you begin to move forward again, and then you're in a position and a mindset that you're always, always keep on praying and being thankful. We may not all have everything that we desire. We may not all get everything we desire, because everything that we desire is not for us. We desire it, but it may not be a part of the package that he has for us. But in all things, we can give thanks and be grateful for what God has done, but be grateful for what God is doing, and be grateful and filled with expectation of those things that are to come. When we operate in alignment, we have callers on the line this morning. If you have a question or a comment, we have about 3 minutes left. If there's a question or a comment, press 1. I'll be happy to bring you in on the line as we're closing today. Adjusting your spokes, dealing with the cares of life that have gotten you out of alignment with the Father, dealing with those issues that have drawn you further away from him instead of taking you closer to him. This morning, Father says he desires that your spokes be adjusted. He desires it. He wants to do it. He's waiting for you. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for loving us enough to let us know that we need some adjustments in our life to get us back in alignment, to move forward in your will. Father, we ask that you would forgive us. We repent of anything that has hindered us, oh God. We ask that you would come and cleanse us again. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for showing us everything about us that you desire be changed. We yield to you now, Father, asking you to have your way. Your will be done. And we thank you for these things, Father. We thank you for these things, Father. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to let you all know that on next week, next Sunday morning, Evangelist Hope Brogdon will be releasing the message. And be listening out. I met yesterday Francis Kinnear, who is a youth services case manager at Rappahannock Community College, who has funds to aid youth between the ages of 16 and 24 to help them get education and get tickets and these type things. And this is government-funded money that she has, even for young people who have a criminal record or criminal infractions. She's got money to help these young people get on a path to success, and she's going to be on the air with us hopefully this week. We love you here at the Empowerment Place. We thank you so much for your support and for joining us. We share with you, we have been empowered to empower others. We use the keys that God has given us through his word in the kingdom to overcome our obstacles. We realize that each of us is the key to our own empowerment. So what we encourage you to do is daily do something to empower yourself. I don't care how big or how small. Learn a new word. Empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility, as we do, to empower someone else. God bless you. Thank you again for joining us. Join us again next week for another empowerment session.